CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Kate Otterbein. Two people are in hospital after a serious collision on Grey Road 10 early yesterday morning. South Bruce OPP responded to the incident where it says an ATV and dirt bike were being ridden in the area when the two collided. The driver of the dirt bike was airlifted to a trauma center in critical condition. The driver of the ATV was also airlifted to a trauma center with serious injuries. The incident remains under investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact OPP or Crime Stoppers. The municipality of Bluewater is reminding residents that construction begins on County Road 83 in Dashwood today. There will be alternating lane closures of Dashwood Road beginning today and continuing until October 31st. Alternating lanes will be in place from west of Helen Street to east of Lane Street. Lane width will be restricted to 3 meters, but emergency access will be available. Drivers are asked to proceed with caution and obey all signage. The municipality of Kincardine is looking for volunteers for its first ever Beach Blazers program. The program was formed out of a recommendation from the Pier Safety Ad Hoc Committee to improve the beach experience for all. Anne-Marie Thompson, manager of recreation, says because it's the inaugural attempt, there's no target for how big the team of volunteers will be.
Right now, it's sort of like the door is open and we're going to hopefully generate some great interest and get lots of individuals who want to step forward. We're looking for folks who are 18 years of age and older, who can give, you know, maybe only a couple hours a week or more and spend some time during the peak hours when we know people are enjoying the beaches and some time with us over the course of the summer.
Those interested should apply online, and an information session will be held in June where you can learn more. Statistics Canada is expected to release its April Consumer Price Index report today. Economists are expecting the annual inflation rate fell from 2.9%. RBC is forecasting prices were 2.7% higher in April compared to last year. The Bank of Canada will be keeping watch as it prepares for its interest rate decision on June 5th. The Red Lobster is investigating the role Thai Union, its majority owner, played in the endless shrimp promotion that led to significant losses. Court documents show $11 million lost. The chain filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Sunday night. It said the incident was part of a pattern of mismanagement by Thai Union. Former CEO Paul Kenny made the promotion a permanent option in May of last year, despite pushback from other management. This led to major shrimp shortages, according to Reuters. The Vancouver Canucks fell behind 3-0 in the second period, leading to a 3-2 loss to Edmonton. The Oilers now advance to the next round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, where they will face Dallas on Thursday. Brock Besser led the Canucks in scoring with 40 in the regular season and 7 in the playoffs. The team said his absence was noticed in the final game. Danny Jansen had a 3-hit, 5-RBI outing yesterday that included a 2-run homer in the 7th inning. The Blue Jays defeated the Chicago White Sox 9-3 in the 3-game series opener yesterday. Dalton Varshow also hit a 2-run homer, marking the Jays' first back-to-back win since the end of April. The Saskatchewan Roughriders took home a 25-12 victory over the Winnipeg Blue Bombers yesterday in the preseason opener for the CFL. The win marks Corey Mace's first as head coach of the Roughriders. He says it's just the first of many steps forward the team must take to meet his expectations. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.